Be'ez Hashem's book will begin Perek Hamisha, the fifth chapter in the Talmud's Hilchos Deis, the laws of character development in the Sefer Maamar, the book of knowledge, which continues the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the appropriate conduct that a person should act in all the different facets of his life, including taking care of his body, which is the Derech Hashem, the appropriate path a person should take. In this Perek, we discuss the specific conduct of a Talmud Chacham, of a Talmudic scholar. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf as an opening. Says, just like a sage is recognizable in his wisdom and in his knowledge, and he's different in that way than the rest of the people, so he has to be recognizable this way in his actions. In his food, when he drinks, and regarding his marital intimacy, in the way he relieves himself and he takes care of his needs, in the way he speaks, the way he walks, how he dresses, the way he takes care of his financial affairs, masayv matone, and his business dealings with other people. But you call a ma'isam elu, and all these actions should be no'im, appropriate, masakon b'yosa, and very much in the most ideal way. And Rambam illustrates ketzad, first talking about his macholi, his food. Tamachachem liyeh gargren, a Talmudic scholar shouldn't be a glutton. Elo oichel ma'achal haroi lahavris guf, rather eats food that's appropriate for the healthiness of his body. Not stuff his face, as they say, meaning to eat, overeat. He shouldn't pursue to try to fill up his belly. Like these that fill up their themselves from food and drink until their stomach is bursting. Regarding such people, it says in the Ksuvim, I will scatter the waste matter on your face. Perish chagechem, the waste matter of your festivals, like it says in Malachi, which Amar Chacham, the sages said, Ilu b'nei Adam, these are people sho'ichem eshoisen, that they eat and they drink, v'oisem kol yimeim kechagem, they make all their days like one big party. They're the ones who say, like it says in Pasuk Yeshaya, ochel v'shasa, eat and drink, kimachah namas, because tomorrow we're going to die. V'zeh machal Hashem, that's the eating of wicked people. V'shulchan us elu, these tables, him shagina kasav amah, this is what the Pasuk disgraces and says, the Pasuk Yeshaya, Kikol shulchan is because all the tables malu kitzaya is full with filthy excrement. Bali makam without any clean place. But a sage ain't oichel el tashel echad. A shnayim eats either only one or two cooked dishes. Doichem in kadeichayv, he eats enough to live. But dying, that's enough. Who shamash al mizvah shlemi says a mishle tzadik oichel l'say benafshi. The righteous eats for the satiation of his soul. Halacha beis kishachacham oichel ma'ad zeharoy loy. When the sage eats just this little bit that's necessary, that's appropriate for him. Lo yichlen, he shouldn't eat that, ele bebeisai ashokhanai, only in his house, on his table. Lo yichol bechanos, he should not eat in the store, belay b'shuk, not in the marketplace. Ab neitzarech gadol, only if it was a great need. And the reason is, kadesh leiskan b'fnei b'ris, that it should not be disgraced in front of the people. Lo yichol itza amei oretz, he should not eat by ignorant people. Lo yosn ha-shokhan samlim kitzaya, not by those tables that we said are filled with this filthy excrement. Lo yabas hudaisa b'chamakim, and he shouldn't even increase his meals anywhere, v'afel ma'chacham, even with sages. He shouldn't eat at meals that have many people gathered over there. It's not appropriate for him to eat from others. Only when it comes to a mitzvah meal. Could go in, for example, Sudas Eris and Venesuan, like the meal that's by engagement or by marriage. And that is, if that marriage is Shiyat Tamad Chacham, Shinasabas Tamad Chacham. Tamad Chacham, who married the daughter of Tamad Chacham. And the righteous and the earlier pious ones, they did not eat from any meal which was not their own. Halacha Gimel, now moving on to Mashkehu, to his drinking. When the sage drinks wine, in the Shayse only drinks, only to settle the food that for digestion in his stomach. And whoever gets intoxicated, he's a sinner, he's disgraced, and he loses his wisdom. And he gets drunk in front of ignorant people, he's desecrated God's name. It's forbidden to drink wine in the afternoons, not even a little bit, unless it was part of the eating, because the drinking that's part of the eating does not intoxicate. And you only have to be careful from wine, which is one drinks after the eating. Now we're going to be ilase, is marital intimacy. Even though the wife of a man is always permitted to him to be intimate, but it's appropriate for the Talmud scholar that he should conduct himself with sanctity. It shouldn't always be by his wife like the rooster who's always pecking there with his wife. Rather, only from Friday night to Friday night, if he has the strength. When he's talking with her, which is a euphemism for the conduct before intimacy, shouldn't be talking with her in the beginning of the night. kishur seveo bitnei meleya, when his stomach is full and when he's satiated. Neither should he have intimacy at the end of the night when he's hungry. Should be in the middle of the night. When the food in his stomach is digesting. When it's digested. And neither should be very much lightheaded. And he shouldn't filth his mouth with empty, vain words. Even between him and her. It says in the Ksuvim in Sefer Amos, and they tell a person what was his chatter, which the sages say, even a light chatter, that's between the man and his wife, also leitin lesser than, one's going to have to end up giving a judgment for that conversation. And both of them shouldn't be, they shouldn't be drunk, not lazy, not depressed, not one of them. She shouldn't be sleeping, and he shouldn't force her to be in the right sense, she doesn't want to be intimate. It has to be with the will of both of them, and with their joy. Yisaper, they should talk. Yisachik ma'at ima, and he should laugh a little bit with her. They should nafsha, so that she should be in a calm state. Ve'yivol babusha b'le'be'azis, he should have intercourse with shame, not with brazenness. And ve'yifash miyad, and he should remove himself right away. Alochahei, kol anoig min egzeh, whoever conducts himself in this way, lo'y day lo'y shekidesh nafsha, it's not enough that he sanctified his soul. V'tiatzman, he purified himself. V'tikin de'yesev, and he remedies his character traits. But if he has sons, you know them, they'll be beautiful, vaishonim, and shamefaced. Ruim l'chacham l'chassidus, that appropriate for wisdom and for piety. But whoever conducts himself like the custom of all the rest of the people that go in darkness, he's going to have sons like those people. Obviously, not a good thing. L'chavav continues with asiyas tzrachav regarding how he conducts himself in the bathroom. So tznitz gedayla, a great modesty. Noyim tamid chacham ba'atzmam, the Talmudic scholars conduct themselves. Lo yizbazu, they don't disgrace themselves. Lo yigal roisham, they don't uncover their heads. Lo gufam, not their bodies. Afilu b'shoshe konos lebez hakise. Even when he goes to the lavatory, to the bathroom, yitznu, he should be discreet. Lo yigal b'godav ashiyeshev, he shouldn't take off his clothing until he's actually sitting. Lo yikanech b'yimin, he shouldn't wipe himself with the right hand. V'yisrachik mikol adam, he should distance himself from all other people. V'yikonos cheder lefnim cheder, he should go into a room that's within the room. Ma'ogel lefnim in the ma'ogel, a cave that's within the cave. V'nifna, and that's where he relieves himself. If he relieved himself behind the wall, he should distance himself at least, that his friend should not hear the noise coming from him if he breaks wind. Now, if he has to relieve himself in the open field, at least he should distance himself, that his friend should not be able to see his nakedness. He shouldn't be speaking when he's relieving himself, even for a great need. And just like he conducts himself discreetly during the daytime in the bathroom, same thing, he has to conduct himself even at nighttime. A person should always get himself used to only go and relieve himself in the morning or in the evening, that he doesn't have to go too far because people are still sleeping or they already went to sleep, whether it be early in the morning or late at night, and people are not around, so that those are the most convenient times that he doesn't have to go very far to relieve himself. Halacha Zayin continues with dibure, with his speech. Tamu chacham, a Talmudic scholar, lo yehi tzoyik v'tzeveach b'shas dibure. He shouldn't be screaming and shouting when he's speaking. Ki behemis v'chayis, like animals and wild animals. V'lig b'yikul b'yais, and neither should he elevate his voice too much. El dibure b'nachas im kol habriyas. Rather, his speech should be calmly with all the people. U'kshi daba b'nachas, now when he speaks calmly, yizar shalei yisrachik, he should be careful not to distance himself. Until it looks like he's like the words of the arrogant, which they're very far, and they're, you know, saying it in a certain type of way. Make sure that that doesn't happen. And he greets everyone first, so that they should be pleased with him. He should judge everyone favorably. He talks about the praise of his friends, and doesn't talk about anything bad, disgraceful about them. He loves peace, and he pursues peace. If he sees his words are effective and they're heard, so then he says, "I'm not sure, he's quiet." Kids at house, so if it's not the right time, don't say anything. He doesn't try to calm down his friend when he's angry. He doesn't try to ask him, "Oh, you sure? Maybe you want to undo your neder," when he's taking the neder. Until he calms down, and then he's in that frame of mind that he cools down. He could hear you, and he's calm. And he shouldn't console him when the person that died is right there in front of him, because he's overcome and he's confounded until that loved one is buried. And all these types of things. He shouldn't try to see his friend in this time of his downfall. Rather, what he should do is actually try to turn a blind eye from him. He shouldn't be seeing him in those times. He shouldn't change his words. Neither should he add on, meaning exaggerate or minimize his words. Only actually should be words of peace or similar types of things in those types of situations. Only then should he exaggerate or diminish or change his words. But any other time, a person should not be changing his words. The rule of it is like this. The person should not speak but in words of wisdom or in words of charity, of kindness, and similar types of things. And he shouldn't be speaking about things that are not like that. He shouldn't be speaking with a woman in the street, in the marketplace. Even if it's his wife, or his sister, or his daughter. Alocha Ches continues with hiluchai, with the way he walks. A Talmud scholar should not go bekuma zukufa, with an erect posture, begorei notoi, and an outstretched neck. Like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya. But telach netuiz gomer, talking about the disgrace of the Jewish people at the time of the Churban, that they went with outstretched necks, umasakris enayim, and with flittering eyes. Neither should he go with the heel that goes to the big toe very slowly, calmly, like women do, and like the arrogant people do. Like it says within that pasuk, halach v'tafav telach, they were going and like floating, and with their feet, they were causing this whether it be anger, but that's how they walk, like in this arrogant way. Now, neither should he run in the street, committing mishugam, like the way crazy people do. Now, neither should he bend over his posture, like those who are the hunchback. Rather, he should be looking downwards, like the way he stands in prayer. And he should go in the street, like a person who's busy with their business. It's also recognizable from the way a person walks. If he's a smart and intelligent person, or deranged and foolish. So too, Shlomo says in his wisdom in Kehelis. It's also in the path that the fool goes. His heart is missing. His consciousness is lacking. And he says to everyone, that he's a fool. In other words, he's letting everybody know what a fool he is in the way that he's walking. Halacha Tes continues regarding the dress of a Talmud Chacham. Malbush Talmud Chacham, the clothing of a Talmudic scholar, Malbush Noa Benaki, has to be clean and appropriate. And you cannot find on his garment kesem, a stain, or shamnunis, or some type of fats, kriyetzim, and things like that. Now, below Yilbush, he shouldn't wear Malbush Malachim, not the clothing of royalty, Kagan Big Dizav, Argoman, like gold and purple garments, Shakom Stakman, everyone looks at and steers at that. And at the same time, Beloy Malbush Anim, neither the clothing of paupers, Shumavaz's life, which disgraces those who wear it. El Bagodim Beinonim Noam, rather, it should be intermediate and nice clothing. Now, his skin should not be visible from beneath his clothing, like this very light linen garments that they make in Egypt, that's so fine that you can see the skin from beneath that. And his garment should not be dragging on the ground, like the garments of the arrogant people. Rather, it should go only up until his heels. His sleeve should go out Rosh Hashanah until the beginning of its fingers. Now he shouldn't lower his cloak, because that looks like the arrogant people. Only on Shabbos, if he doesn't have any garment to change, he's supposed to change and look, make Shabbos look more makavadik. If you don't have, then you could lower your weekday garment. A person should not wear shoes that are patches on top of patches in the summer months, but in the winter, where he needs to, then he's permitted if he was a pauper. He should not go out perfumed into the street, and not with perfumed garments. He shouldn't put perfume in his hair. But if he perfumed his skin with perfume, to get rid of the bad body odor, then mutter, that's permitted. Also, he shouldn't go out alone at nighttime. Unless he had a set time to go for his learning sessions. And kolel all these things with the perfume and the going out at nighttime is b'nei chashav, because there's suspicion that he might be going out and fraternizing with a illicit relationship. So therefore, that's why these are contexts that he shouldn't do. Halacha Yud continues with kilkul devar regarding his financial affairs. So tamu chacham, tamu skal, mechalkul devar b'mishpat. He takes care of his parnasa in justice. which is Oichel b'sheisa, he eats and he drinks b'zandes an shebeisa, and he feeds his family members. Kefim emayne matzlachas, according to the money that he has and how much success he has. But he's not going to go and burden himself more than what's necessary. The sages command regarding proper conduct. The person should not be eating meat unless when he has an appetite for that, but not on a constant basis. Shlomik says in the passing in the Devarim, when your soul desires to eat meat. Now, daila bari lechel baster, it's enough for a healthy person to eat meat erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, from Friday night to Friday night. Then hoya asher k'dei lechel baster b'chayim elah, if he's wealthy, that he can eat meat every day, so oichel then he could eat. Tzivach hacham v'amr, the sages commanded, they said, lo'oil miyichel adam pachas min aroi lo'il lefim emayin. A person should always eat less than what's appropriate for him according to his financial status. V'yilbash karela, and he should get dressed according to his financial status. V'yichaber ishtei v'ana v'yoysim n'aroi, and he should honor his wife and his children more than his status. The way of men of intelligence is that first a person should get a profession that could provide for him. Then he purchases a home to dwell in. And then he marries a woman. Shlomik says in the Pasig, in Devarim, it says first, and who is a man that planted a vineyard and didn't start taking care of it? And then it says, who is the man that built the house and didn't inaugurate it? And then it says, who is the man that got engaged to a woman and did not marry her? So that's the order it should take. But the fools, they go the other way. First they get married to a woman. Then if you could afford, he buys a house. And then later on, at the end of his days, he tries to find a profession, he finds him in the stucco, or he gets taken care of from charity. And that's how it says by the curses. It says, Isha Taris, the woman that he's engaged to, Bayis Tivna, the house that he built, and Karam Tita, and the vineyard that he planted. In other words, your actions are going to be the opposite, so that your paths will not be successful. Whereas about bracha, I mean, regarding blessing, it says in Shmuel Aleph, "Ayi David l'chol dracha maskel." The David in all his ways was intelligent, and Hashem imo, and Hashem is with him. And therefore, one has to do the intelligent way of parnasa, a house, and then a wife. Halachah Yudbeis. Now, va'asulay l'adam lahafker. It's forbidden for a person to declare ownerless or lahakdash or to sanctify kol nochas of all his whole estate, and then v'yitrich alabrius. He's going to be a burden to people. V'loyim kasod v'yiknamayis. He shouldn't even sell a field and buy a house, and v'loy bayis v'yiknamatatan, and shouldn't sell a house and buy a movable items. Or to try to do business with the value of his house. That's not appropriate because you have to have your concrete things that you need. But you could sell movable items and buy a field because that's concrete, like real estate. The rule of it is like this. A person should put his whole effort to be successful in his estate and to exchange that which is fleeting for that which is long-term. And a person should not have the intent to have pleasure, a little pleasure for just something that's temporary. And not to have this, to beautify and to have this pleasure and something that's going to be a great loss that a person should not do. Halacha Gimel finishes up with the business dealings. The business dealings of a Talmud scholar, the emes v'muna, should be truth and with faithfulness. Love, what something is no, he says no. Valhein hen, yes is yes. Medaktik alatzman b'cheshbon, he's very particular with his accounting. V'noisen umavat l'acherim k'shikr mehem, he's very giving and he's very forgiving to others when he takes from them, and at the same time, lo yidaktik alayim, he's not precise on them. V'noisen d'me ha-mekech l'alte, he gives the purchase price right away. V'einen asa, he doesn't come le'arv, not a guarantor, but le'kablon, either he doesn't accept to watch things for people as some type of a watch, or it's a certain more extreme type of a guarantor. Believe Baharsha, and neither does he get permission from someone else to try to collect a loan for him. He obligates himself regarding business dealings, even the situation where the Torah does not obligate him, and that's Kadesh Yamid Bediburi, so that he should stand by his word, and he doesn't want to change from his word that he gave. And if others are liable to him from the rulings, Marech, he's lengthy, and he's forgiving for them, umalva, and he lends, and he grants people gifts. Doesn't go down to take the same type of profession or business that his friend has to enter his domain. And he never bothers any person at all in his lifetime. Which calls it over, the rule of it is, a person should be from those who are chaste and not to chase others, meaning to pursue them and to be right of them, like it's called, to bother them. To be from those who are scorned and not to scorn others. And whoever does these actions and similar types of things, him the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, and he says to me, Avdi Atta, you are my servant, Yisrael, the Jewish people, Asher Bachar Aspara, that with you I will find my glory. That's how Hashem considers such a person.